systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 174 of the Big Wednesday Night Show. How the fuck are you?
I'm sad and depressed. How are you?
I'm fan-fucking-tastic.
I'm pretty glad I didn't have to work today. It was nice just kind of sitting at home on MySpace all day.
Yeah, I bet you enjoyed just, that while I was at work working my fucking ass off delivering these pieces of shit.
Well, one of us has to.
Yeah, I guess so. Of course it's me.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be me. I just turned 18. I shouldn't even really be working.
Right.
No, not at all.
And you already want to kill yourself.
Well, that's an everyday thing. But
right. So how are you, Danny?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little over this April Fool's shit, yeah. So...
I hate April Fool's. I just want to say I was sitting at home on the internet all day on MySpace and on Facebook, and I must have seen probably 20, 22, 23, 24, 25 different bulletins on different April Fool's jokes. I'm over the whole
really?
Thing.
Throw me a couple of those.
Fuck you. One of them said, "Hey guys, are you lonely and looking for a girlfriend?" And I was like, "Yeah, hey, I totally am." And it was like, "Click here for a link." And I clicked there, and then it shut down my computer.
Oh, well, we have a caller.
Hi, caller.
Hi. You're live.
Hey, it's MDS.
And what's up?
You guys really gonna do this?
Like MDS. He's nice. To me,
this is gonna be ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
MDS sends me private messages.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's he say to
this
you?
This is gonna be.
He says
he
loves me.
Goofy. Carry on. Holla back.
Holla back.
Oh my god.
Oh
so,
wow.
Today is indeed April 1st, and as
first day of April.
Right. It is.
Right.
Which is also April the Fool's. Day Conficker, the virus.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, it's this virus that somebody wrote on the internet.
Hey,
and
your glasses are falling down.
On April 1st, thank you, bro. On April 1st, they're actually supposed to infect 25,000, 26,000, 27,000, 30,000 computers, and it was going to steal all of your personal information. But the only personal information I have on the internet is just that I'm single and interested in women,
right.
Usually. Right. So I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it either. I don't think anyone would find my, scat porn collection or anything.
So did
it... Got that on lockdown.
Did anything break today, then?
Is the internet over there still? Is it here? Live video, are you there also?
Right, the red light's blinking still.
Is it?
Yeah,
I think
we're good.
Wow, so, I guess...
Must be okay.
Must be all right.
So, I was kind of curious, do you think... Are all of the major media outlets, because it seems like all of the main ones reported on this, that they, do you think it was their hoax, maybe?
Do you mean they made it up just for a prank?
Right.
Like
and
there
is
no virus even?
Well, no, that there is a virus, but that they hired somebody to code this worm, and then it was all a big trick on the American public, or the world, I guess, the internet public.
I hope so. That would be pretty good.
Huh.
All right, so... As maybe you noticed, I got a Who Are tattoo, as does Danny with her Keith and the Girl tattoo.
Oh, let me see her Who Are...
Fucking
let's see
boom!
It.
That looks cool, man.
Put it in the cam. In the cam so everybody can see.
Did he actually do it on purpose to make it look like Sharpie?
Yeah,
because
like
that is cool.
Oh, trashy and shitty looking? Yeah,
that's,
it's supposed to be
that's
like
original.
That.
I like
maybe
that.
Maybe asked him to do that
right.
Specifically
it was
for Matt.
It's free. Well, so. You know, it was free because, like, we got it from David from, where we work at Anna's with.
Hey, you, Matt, would you be mad if I got the same tattoo?
No. Why?
Because I might have already gotten one.
Really? Holy shit.
April Fool's. No, mine's just marker.
Oh. Wow, it looks better than mine. And David will be getting his tattoo shortly.
So, did anyone prank you while you were at work delivering water?
No.
Did anyone...
Pretty smooth sailing? No. Other than the fucking fat bitches?
I hate fat bitches.
I fucking hate those fat bitches.
Nobody, like, put mercury in a water jug, so when you went to pick it up, it was really heavy, and you, like, blew out your asshole or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing like that?
No, I think I would notice that one there, Brayden.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. Sorry here, I just fucking... Oh, I've had so much meth today, I'm just... So, the abortion videos are almost done.
Oh, really? Did you finally finish them? You finally did.
Yeah.
How was that? How do you like? Do you still
fucking awesome? From the like 2 hours of footage that we had that last time we were there on what was it Sunday?
Right. Was that when you guys interviewed them first, and you just talked to
and
them?
We were
like
there for like 2 hours in the cold because we have nothing better to do on Wednesday.
Right.
So,
is there a reason you're jumping around so much?
No,
you seem more than usual.
No.
Are you really on meth this time?
No, I'm fine, dude.
I watched him shoot up in the room. It's cool.
No.
Oh, shit. Matt, you are going to be mad at me.
What'd you do?
Well, you know the red button I'm supposed to press? And then there's a green button also that I'm not supposed to press that just plays it? The red one records it, the green one just plays it.
Right,
I might have hit the green one, and I'm sorry.
That's it, I'm getting the gun.
No, April Fools, we're recording, I'm totally,
okay,
I got you.
I didn't have to kill you. Yeah, I almost just killed you just then.
Wow.
That would have
backfired a little.
Right?
I was just trying to make a joke and you kill me.
Right, it's not like you're just cutting your wrists or anything.
I know. I brought my knife today.
We wouldn't want that again.
Yeah,
okay, that was a mess last time.
I was gonna start.
Just don't do that.
Right,
it's okay.
Cool. So, we did finally...
Can I have sex with your girlfriend?
Yes, go right ahead.
Word. Have you taught her how to suck cock yet?
I'm working on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Still...
We kind of just, you know...
She kind of fights it still, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you told me yesterday.
I know.
That she just fights it.
You're not supposed to...
I'm sorry. That was... April Fool's, just kidding. She's really good at sucking dick.
Right.
That's what I heard. That's what Matt told me yesterday.
That's true. She's awesome at it.
Is she?
Yeah.
She never leaves you hanging, huh?
Never makes it
so every 5 minutes you have to get up and dab off the cum that's dripping out of your cock because you actually got left with blue balls, huh? That never happens, huh?
No, wait. Actually, that just happened.
That's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had my penis touched by a girl.
No? You should try that out sometime. As I was about to say, we did finally get hotel reservations in New York.
Did you tell them where they could get the abortion video and that you... I noticed personally...
You kind of fucking interrupted me there, Brayden.
I'm sorry.
I was in the middle of it and then you fucking distracted me. Whatever the fuck emo shit you had on.
I noticed that the video was in two parts.
Is there any
particular reason you did that?
Well, because the first part we did about 2 weeks before the second part, which is just an interview with said crazy people. And then the second part is when we go back with our fucking awesome signs that we made at the laundromat that you will see. Matt, right? That's funny joke.
Matt, because your name's Matt.
Right.
That's clever.
Right. That is clever.
You told me...
I even used that in the video. I thought it was so funny.
You told me a long time ago that you were thinking of this joke of somehow to relate a laundry room and your name into, like, a joke. Because I remember you telling me that you were always so sick of, like, the floor mat, doormat kind of jokes. And you're like, I'm going to take it to that next level because that's what you do because you're Matt. And you always just, you take shit to the next level. And I'm glad you finally got to use it.
How does this make you feel?
I'm okay. I'm used to it. You guys always do that to me.
Right, I know.
You guys always just
You just want to camera break.
Sometimes I think you guys want me to just kill myself.
I kind of do right now. Fuck.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm going to get your gun.
Yeah. Go, dude.
I've been on the phone for a minute.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Hi,
sorry, we were in the middle of something. What's up, 26?
I think Brayden's going to kill us. Hold, please.
Oh, hold on. Hold 1 second, please.
It's fun, isn't it, guys?
Well, yeah.
You like it now, huh? Yeah. You want me to do it?
I do.
I'll fucking do it.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
I'll fucking do it.
Don't do it. First. Brayden.
I've had it with you.
26 doesn't want you to kill yourself.
Oh.
You should. Do you need to talk to him about this? I think you need to talk him out of it, 26.
You interrupt me again, though.
Give him my fucking gun.
Ow, my toe!
That's actually loaded, so you might want to be careful with
right,
it.
I will do that.
Are we taking a phone call?
Yes, we are. What's up, 26?
Yeah.
Hi, right, 26.
I just wanted to say, today at school today, I was walking through the stairs, and these two fat women that work there are like, "Happy April Fools!" And then the other one goes, "Happy April Fools, you fool!" And then I just wanted to punch them in the face, and like, it was awesome.
Like it was some kind of holiday. Like, hey, Matt, happy April Fools.
Right, because it's a holiday, actually. No, it's not. It's just another fucking stupid day to prank people. It's dumb. Seriously.
I hate people almost as much as I hate myself.
Right, and I hate you and almost as much as I hate everyone else.
And the fact that I'm always so lonely. And that you guys always show off your undying love for each other in front of me.
Well, she's the one that has a hard-on for fucking while you're sitting out here
by
yourself.
Yeah, she is a sucker for other people's pain.
She
and
is.
When I say other people's, I mean for me, Brayden. She likes my pain.
I found out that is actually the only thing that will make her come.
Other people's pain?
Right.
That's a neat trick.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? So as
just watching you over there want to kill yourself made me cream in my
pants. Burger says, "What the hell is going on? I am confused.
Why are you so confused?"
I'm confused too right now.
That's all right. That happens.
Yes, it does.
Well, Matt, what were you saying?
I was saying that you can get the abortion videos at youtube.com/thejamhole before I
was... What was the redirect you made so it was easier for everyone to find all of our stuff, Matt?
I don't even remember, honestly.
Is it thejamhole.com/YouTube, maybe?
That might be it, yeah.
Did you tell people at the beginning of the show that they could call in 406-204-4687 or thejamhole.com/feedback is where they can type shit that we'll read on the show, maybe?
No, but we do have feedback. 26 says Denny should give Matt Showhead.
I agree.
I agree too.
I fully agree.
I totally agree with that one.
I'll pay for her plane ticket. Oh wait, you already did that.
Right.
Right. And you paid for mine and I'm very grateful.
My mom paid for all of our
tickets. I'll give you Showhead for my
ticket.
What
else does your mom do, Matt? Everything.
Yeah, Matt.
So, like, support my drug habit when I had it.
Do you still have a drug habit,
I'm
Matt?
I'm with that. I'm just...
Really? Because I saw some needles in there next to your gun.
No, I'm totally fine.
Really? What are those needles in there for, then?
They aren't
Matt,
in there anymore. I swear.
If I go in there right now, there's not going to be any needles in there.
No. No, there's no needles in there. I swear to God. I swear there is no needles in
there. You're so out of the camera frame, Matt.
Well, if the camera wasn't all on you, but...
Well, I don't want to know. What are you doing, Brayden? Are you
What
cool?
are these,
those
Matt?
Are, those are not... Mm-hmm.
What are these?
I'm fucking diabetic, okay?
What are you doing with these?
I didn't want to tell you, but I am diabetic.
Are these hypodermic needles,
yes,
Matt?
Yes, they're
What are you doing with these?
They're for my diabetes medicine.
Let me see your arm, Matt.
My arms are fine.
What are those for, then?
They're for my fucking diabetes.
They smell like drugs, and you smell like a liar.
I'm not a fucking...
Well,
it doesn't matter because Brayden, your word doesn't count.
Yeah,
so just give
really
up, dude. We
anymore.
Don't care.
Well, fine. Maybe I'll just start doing that then.
Have fun because nobody
Go
cares.
For it. Really,
fine.
Maybe you'll kay. Kill yourself finally.
I hope so because I've tried many times. Actually, every day.
Really?
Oh.
Burger says, I thought Matt liked Oxy. Matt, I thought you liked Oxy.
I do. I just am off of it now.
Why?
Because
if you like it so much, why would you stop doing it?
Because I can't do that shit.
Do you like sex?
Yeah.
Then why don't you stop that?
Well, because that doesn't cost thousands of dollars, and I'm not addicted to that. Plus, I don't get sex.
It's a good thing.
Get Oxy.
Sorry, that was a joke about your guys' relationship.
Right.
I'm making jokes. I brought jokes to the table tonight.
I know, that's impressive.
Yeah, you don't really usually talk that much, Brent. Yeah.
I know. Matt rarely...
Are you the one... I think you might be the one on drugs.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's the issue.
I think I actually saw you in my room earlier using one of those needles.
No, you didn't.
Yes, let me see your arm.
No. No.
No? Come on.
No.
Come on, don't be shy.
It's old.
It's old, really?
Yeah.
How... Then why is it...
Because my mom used to shoot drugs when I was in her womb, uh-huh. And I ended up with a track mark because it's a birthmark.
Right, that makes sense.
She said it was
Did she shoot it into her womb?
Yes, she said it was my birthright.
Right.
And then she said, when I grow up, I'll hang myself like my father. That's also my birthright.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that day.
A few more years.
So do you have any notes written down for your day at work? How did everything go?
The work was fine. There's nothing to say about that because it is not written down in my notebook.
Why didn't you write down anything at work? Usually you have something to talk about at work.
I don't today.
Nothing today? Nothing. Smooth sailing?
Smooth sailing.
Really?
The first time, actually.
I'm kind of curious personally. Whatever ended up happening to the boss's son and his girl, did they get back together or what?
No.
Yeah, they got back together. They did.
Oh, how do you know? Were you all hanging out with them, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you guys do?
We went to your friend's birthday party and...
My friend's?
No, mine.
Who?
I gotta talk into the... You're that way, and my mic is that way.
Right, I'm always over here.
Yes. So
okay.
It looks like I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to Matt.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Over here.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm Matt.
And I'm Brady.
Right.
And this is the jam hole.
I'm Danny. This is jam hole. Cool.
Right.
So we went to some birthday party and you said...
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know, Matt. What did you say?
I was so fucking high. I can't remember.
On oxys? I knew it. I caught you.
On his diabetes medicine.
I'm actually high right now.
Really? I read somewhere that if you smoke your insulin, you hallucinate from that.
Really?
Right. That's just what I heard.
How do you smoke my...
I saw Wilford Brimley do it once.
Really?
And he got fucked up, son.
I'd like to see that.
I'll show you the video.
All right.
It's on thejamhole.com/YouTube next to our two abortion videos that you... edited because you're so awesome
right,
at that.
That I took all day.
I've been thinking, Matt. I feel really bad. You know, this has kind of been bugging me for a really long time, and I feel so bad that I feel like such a huge piece of shit. Me, Braden. I feel bad that I am such a piece of shit because you pay for all of this awesome equipment, Matt, and I know your mom didn't buy that stuff. You bought that stuff, and that's maybe why your mom has to pay your electric bill every month. Oh, was I?
And phone bill.
And your
No,
you pay for your phone bill. You've showed me that.
Not always.
Not
sometimes she likes to. Oh, and all of our plane tickets.
Yeah, anyway, I feel bad that you always have all these notes and I never come with anything. And, you know, you bought me a plane ticket. Well,
it's
your mom
okay.
did.
You know what? I tried making notes and Matt just dumps all over your notes anyway, so it's no point.
He's an
notes.
Asshole. You know,
he
Danny.
He is a total douchebag.
I also have something to say to you.
Really? What is
when
that?
When you're ready to dump that zero and get with the hero, I'll always be here. There's plenty of room at my mom's house for you. I have a big futon that
we'll just move
I turn
into
in...
Matt's extra bedroom.
Can we do that, Matt?
Maybe if you pay half the rent.
Yeah, that would be nice. You mean your girlfriend doesn't pay half the rent even though she's been lit? Really?
No.
Wow.
Why are you even...
She doesn't suck your cock, and when she does, she gags all over it, and then you have to wipe the pre-cum off of your dick every 5 minutes. She barely wants to have sex with you. When she does, it's like... why are you with her? She doesn't pay rent.
That's funny. You bring
is that just?
I am starting to wonder myself why I am.
Is it just that much
Thanks
better
for...
than being lonely? Because
you know
I'm lonely right now,
Maybe
and
we should just end it right here on the show.
Could I?
It's up to you, Matt.
Can I rebound
Dump
that
me.
Ass?
You can
I'd
rebound,
rebound
that shit all you want.
Really?
I am sick of this bitch. Oh my god.
Oh,
hey,
Matt, are you serious?
I have a feeling after this show we're going to have a serious case of identity crisis.
I think we might. We need to check our social security cards just to make sure we're the right person.
We all might just have to have sex in one big ball.
One big ball to come out the same.
Yeah, that was the one time.
I'm sorry, what did you guys say? I couldn't understand what you were saying because you were both talking over at the same time.
We all go in a ball and fuck and come out the way we came, the right way.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so moving on.
So we did.
I got skin to slice.
We did finally get reservations for a hotel in New York. It's at the. I actually.
What hotel are we staying at?
Well, I kind of
shut up, Braden. What the hell?
I kind of don't want to tell everyone where we're staying at. They might just randomly show up.
Isn't that what we want though?
Yeah, that's cool. We are staying at the Cosmopolitan Tribeca Hotel.
I have a feeling that sounds a lot classier than it's actually going to look.
Well, did you look at the pictures of it?
Yeah, but I mean.
Of course.
Have you seen the pictures on my MySpace profile?
No, I haven't.
I mean, I look like a buff, badass dude every girl would want a piece of. But right. It turns out when they meet me, nobody wants a piece of
that
me.
That is true.
Brayden, I think you're gorgeous. And if I would have met you first and you actually talked to me instead of running and hiding in a corner
somewhere.
Well,
I'm very awkward in front of girls. Plus, I'm so skinny and pale. They think I'm just like
Matt's way skinnier than you, dude. Sliver
of the sun or something.
Matt's way skinnier than you, dude.
Yeah, but Matt works out all the time, and he's got awesome biceps.
Right.
I don't have any.
All day.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you do that.
I couldn't do that. I can barely work my one job that you got me, Matt, the 3 days a week I work it for the 2 hours of each day that I actually work.
How's that going?
It's all right, I guess.
Is it?
You know, it's
keep on keeping
on. Nothing to slice my wrists over, you know?
That's good.
Right.
I'm glad you're over that.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
So, if anyone actually, like 26, I know, is looking for a place to stay,
Didn't you already talk to him on the jamhole.com/forums? Didn't you guys already bro that out?
Did we?
I think you guys did. I remember reading that post. You wouldn't think of it by how much I post on the forums, even though it's partly my site, Braden. But I actually do read a lot of stuff.
Well,
That's fine.
As long as you read everything, that's fine.
I'm just afraid to say anything, because I think you guys will just shit all over me.
Well, we probably will.
Yeah, because I'm kind of...
How it always happens.
I'm a piece of shit.
Well, that's what everyone thinks.
No, I know. I've read their profile comments. They're like, we love you, Matt, but that Braden kid, he's kind of a piece of shit.
I know. It should just be...
Like, I read those things.
How does that make you feel?
It feels bad.
Does it?
But, you know...
Is that going to make you slit your wrist?
No more than anything else in my life makes me want to.
Oh, okay. So, it is our turn... For the question of the week.
Oh, are we doing that already?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
I don't actually have fuck all to talk about today, really, except for those few things that I...
You didn't have anything written down in your notes that you should probably talk about?
I got pretty much everything, kind of. Not that you could tell with your interrupting
the whole time. Usually... I'm sorry.
I mean, I tried to go through all of my notes, but every time I started to talk about it, you just started talking about something else, so...
Okay, well, I'm an asshole.
Whatever, I don't give a fuck anymore. So, we're gonna do the question of the
week. MDS says, get your shit together, Matt.
What? I got my shit together.
Are you cool, Matt?
I'm cool.
You look like you got sucked off, but then, like,
I got some blue balls, but other than that, I'm in the fucking fight I just had with... I'm not even going to get into that.
Did you guys... Is that what you guys were doing in there? Because I didn't hear fucking like I usually hear.
Did you guys argue?
Well,
we were trying to fuck, but that didn't really...
Why? What happened? I heard...
Would you like to... I'll let you take care of that one.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure or do you not want to talk about this?
I could just guess what happened.
Why would you just guess, Braden?
I guess you guys took a shower together, and that was cool until I heard you scream. So I imagine that's when the water got freezing cold.
Right,
and then
that happens every fucking time.
Right, and then knowing how much of an asshole Matt is, he probably sprayed you with the cold water.
Right,
yeah,
I didn't want to get wet at all, so I was going to let her take it all.
Right, as she should.
Right.
Right, and then I would imagine you guys went in the bedroom and
we tried to fuck.
Can I tell you what I think happened?
Sure, go ahead.
Think you guys went in the bedroom and you started eating her out and she was sucking you off at the same time.
Right.
And then I think she came and then I think after that she just quit giving a fuck about pleasing you.
Well, yeah, because when she comes, what the fuck matters anymore? As long as she comes, that's all that really matters.
Right. How does that make you feel, Matt?
It fucking makes me have some mad blue balls.
I know.
Sure.
Do you need to get up?
Have you ever had blue balls?
If I had balls.
Oh, well.
When you get tired or whatever and stop jerking off because you get tired and you wake up with blue balls.
Right? Well, no, because I never actually quit things that I start. I actually finish them all the way through. I see every project that I start, which isn't very many, but the few that I do start, I actually see those projects all the way through to completeness.
Well, that's awesome. That's more than I can say for myself.
Yeah, you never finish any. You're a quitter.
I am kind of a quitter.
Except for drugs.
Right, I did quit that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
We'll fix that later tonight, Matt, if you're still up for it, not all cranky.
Right, probably not.
Yeah, I didn't
If I was you, I would say, yeah, that would be the nice, polite gesture.
But you're the
That's cool. If you
one.
Don't want it, Matt, you don't have to
Matt?
Get it.
Matt, take some advice from me, your best bro. I think you want it after you have to take me home because I made a big mistake buying that car that I bought.
Right. Yeah, but the problem is I'll make her come again and then she won't
well,
care.
Well, we didn't say that. I have a feeling that if you do this tonight...
But we're just gonna fuck. I'm not going to give you head again.
Oh, well, in that case.
I honestly don't see her ever giving you head again, Matt. Ever.
Probably
ever.
Not after tonight. Ever.
So what's on, Matt? Hey,
can
Matt,
we stay
Matt?
On topic for
this
us?
Is reminding me of a Big Mouths podcast. So you got anything to talk about, or are we just going to sit here with our thumbs up each other's assholes?
Well, I was kind of trying to get to the question of the week.
Oh, are we doing that?
We were going to, but
we discussed it earlier.
Did
but
you? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
did
we
you?
Know.
Did you come up with a question, Matt?
Well, actually, we each came up with our own question.
Did
and,
we?
Yeah, and since you weren't paying attention, I chose the best one. Which...
Well, we can discuss all three of them now if you want, Matt.
No.
No?
We can just go with yours. You're, I like yours
Was
the
both
best.
Of yours too lame?
Well,
mine?
I came up with one, and Braden
What
came
was
up
the
with
one you came up with, Matt?
Mine was, would you rather ever to have loved than lost?
I don't think that's it.
Than ever to have loved at all.
I wrote it down. Would you like me to tell you what your question was?
Well, I will.
Would you rather have loved and lost, or would you rather never have loved at all? Is
right.
actually
that
what
that's actually what I
that's
meant to say.
What you had written
that's,
down
is what I wrote down
in your notebook.
Right,
right.
My notebook over here.
Right,
right.
So yeah, that's what Matt wrote.
What did
what
you
was
come
your
up
question?
With?
Actually, I really like that question.
Did you?
That's very clever.
I'm pretty sure when we were at the
that's
store,
kind
of... you had an idea that I thought was pretty good.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. What was that?
Can you help refresh my memory?
It had something to do with like. Would you?
Oh,
rather
I remember
be with the
my
ugly...
question.
Right.
It's would you rather. Be with the hottest chick ever, but never be able to have sex with her? Or would you
right.
rather be with an ugly minger, but always get to fuck and suck your dick sucked or her dick sucked whenever you want?
Right. That sounds
Did
right.
you like that?
Yeah, I did like
Do you
that
wanna
one.
Just...
It's better than mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything I do is better than yours.
Well,
but
sometimes.
What did Danny come up with?
Yeah, what was yours again?
Mine was a little complicated.
Well, go right ahead. Explain. We have plenty of time to waste.
Okay, if you were... all right. You were given a year left to live by your doctor because you have some fatal disease... Be it AIDS, be it cancer, whatever.
Be it cancer AIDS.
Cancer AIDS, whatever.
The new hybrid.
The new hybrid right. cancer AIDS. You're diagnosed cool. with it. You're given a year to live. But you're given this awesome super
uh-huh.
medicine that makes you totally fine, but it only lasts a year. And at that year, you die.
Why wouldn't you just get a refill then?
Yeah,
after
isn't that
because
a year?
It only goes through your... It only Your body only allows you to go through it for a year.
What?
So your body can only take so much of this awesome medicine
that
before it puts
that,
out.
That doesn't really? Sound like very awesome medicine
yeah,
to me.
Because I did well, some pretty awesome medicine for about 10 years, and I was A-okay.
From the looks of it, you still are.
Anyway.
Right. Are these used?
Yeah, you can put those away
I
now.
Smell hepatitis
no,
on these.
No, those are fine. Those aren't even real,
That's
actually.
Cancer AIDS, by the way.
Right, that is. You have cancer AIDS now.
Yeah.
CADES?
Oh, CADES. For short.
C apostrophe AIDS. CADES.
No, anyway, okay, because right. We're cool here.
So, say you were diagnosed with some disease that you can only live for a year, okay? And within that year, you're going to die. But you're given this awesome medicine or whatever, and they give you an allowance, basically, that lets you live your life to the fullest and do the things that you always wanted to do within that year before you die.
Right.
Or would you rather be diagnosed with... For those of you listening to the podcast, I am so sorry. You really
I'm
need
sorry.
To be here.
I just had a booger in there.
Yeah, my
just...
ass fucking, oh, it's so sweaty from sitting here.
I think it's in my mouth now.
Right.
Oh, thanks. God. Oh,
I caught it with my mouth. Did
oh,
you see
nice.
That?
Swap it back, bro.
Nice.
Okay, so, or would you rather be diagnosed with a... Just regular AIDS or whatever, but live with that for the next 10 years, but be in agony over the disease for the rest of your remainder being here.
So what was the question? You lost me in all that blabber.
Well, you were picking, you probably hit a brain stem or something.
If you would fucking pay attention and quit reading the chat, you
sorry,
might.
Sorry, I can't help it. The chat is very lively today.
Okay.
So what was
so
the question?
So if you're diagnosed with a disease,
yeah,
and
I don't like that question.
Live,
what's your question, Matt?
Fine,
I like
cool,
yours
whatever.
Better.
Have you like mine?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just don't want to listen to her talk anymore.
How about
what was
your
question, Matt?
How about yours?
You want to use mine?
I want to use
Brad,
yours.
You're usually actually. Nice to me. What the f is wrong with
I'm
you?
Well,
I'm
Matt,
usually this
Matt,
guy is the dick.
He gave me $10 to be mean to you because he's still kind of a little.
He's over it. Look.
Right. Well, that way I can be completely awesome and nice to you and not get in trouble while he gets all of my problems out.
He paid
you.
Me to be his scapegoat, actually.
Right, pretty much.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So, do you want to just go with mine then?
Yeah, let's
for
go
the
with
question
yours.
Of the
what's
week?
Yours again?
Okay, podcasters in the podcast gangbang, the question of the week is mine.
Right.
Moving on.
Being.
Oh, you want me to say it again?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to hear it so we could
if my memory serves me correctly, and I believe it should because I never have done drugs before,
right.
I would say that the
except
question...
Except for the ones I gave you.
Right, except for the ones you forced down my throat because you said I was only funny when I was high.
Right. Or...
The question of the week for this week, starting Monday, March, the end of March, it's... you got me nervous, Matt.
I'm sorry.
It's, would you rather...
No,
be with the hottest chick in the world, and, you know, you'd walk around with her, and all your friends
right,
would be
sure
like, well, and you'd be like, yeah, guys, I totally have sex with her all the time, even though in reality you're not.
Right.
Or would you rather have just a dog ugly bitch, and let's say maybe for fun that the dog ugly bitch has the vagina of, like, a 17-year-old virgin.
Okay.
Like, so it's just
right.
The most
so
per- just
perfect.
But when you go out and hang out with your friends, you're so, like, ashamed because she's so fucking ugly.
Okay.
Can I say fucking on here?
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you never told me that.
Really? I'm
yeah.
pretty sure you got that memo.
I don't think I did.
On episode, what, 5 or 6?
Huh.
I mean, it's pretty easy to tell since every other word I say is fuck half the time. So
right. You really have no content to this show
I
at
know,
all.
I just fucking swear and say shit and piss and fart jokes for
that's
2 hours.
Pretty much it.
That's it, you know? What
all right.
Is there?
So, yeah, that's the question of the week. I'm sure you will probably record it, right?
Right.
And then send the clip
then,
to everybody.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then they can play it on their show and discuss it.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
I'm glad we broed that out.
Right. Yeah, it was good.
We broed it down. Did I tell you what else happened to me today?
No, what happened today?
Today, for April Fool's, I decided to set off the smoke detectors in my friend's apartment while he was sleeping and saran wrap the outside of his bedroom doorway so he would smack into it.
Did you say happy April Fool's afterwards?
No.
Oh.
But instead, he jumped out the window and broke his leg. Fuck.
Yes! That's amazing.
You wouldn't be my friend anymore
that's
if you did
one.
That.
If I did that to you?
If you made smoke alarms in here, I would be mad.
Yeah. True.
I wouldn't like to come over here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday anymore.
No?
I wouldn't like that?
All right. Whatever. You don't even have to show up anymore, honestly, if you don't want to.
Really?
Yeah, you really don't.
Because I was going to talk to you about it. I don't
you
know.
Want to talk about it right now?
I guess we can.
Well, since we're
I'm kind of sick of how you treat me.
How
I
is
get,
that?
You know, my mom every night she comes home from working at Walmart, and, you know, she's not the happiest person because, you know, she works at Walmart and stuff, and, you know, her husband hung herself, and, you know, himself. My dad hung himself because of her, probably, and, you know, she takes that all out on me.
And you, I'm sure.
Right, so when I come here, I try to escape that, and then you just give me more shit, and I just, I don't know. I don't think I can do this anymore.
He does,
you.
And that's why me and you talk sometimes when I'm pissed off.
I know.
And you totally cheer me up. You're
seen,
like, dude, he picks on me just as much.
You've seen my MMSs of me crying. I've sent those too many times.
That
yeah,
is sad.
A few times.
I'm a sad person.
Are you really that sad?
I am.
I don't think you're that sad.
Matt, stop being such a dick.
I think he's just trying to get attention. Quit being so fucking emo.
You're right. I just want your attention. I just wish I was you.
Do you?
I do.
I don't,
everyone
don't
likes you.
Me.
No one likes me.
You don't want to be. I've been me for, 40 minutes, and I hate it. Trust me, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Today, bouncing at a local bar, I ID'd a girl with a group of people. I told her that next time she used a fake ID, she at least should get one with a picture that looked like her. She started crying and ran off. A guy told me that she had been in a car wreck. And she was badly disfigured. Fuck my life.
Oh, ooh. That's mean.
Oh,
that's kind of sad,
mean.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
Well, what are you doing going to the fucking bar when you're that butt ugly?
Get
anyway?
A new one after you fucking
why
get
would
your
you,
shit fixed.
Why would you want to be seen in public if you're that disfigured?
That reminds me of that Nicolas Cage movie, Face Off.
Yes, that is yeah, cool. Today, I decided to take a nap. My boyfriend gave me some sleeping pills, but I decided last minute not to take them. I woke up to my boyfriend kissing my neck and unbuttoning my shirt. Without opening my eyes, I whispered, "Oh, this is so romantic." He blurted out, shocked, "Oh, you're awake? Fuck my life."
Wow.
Of course. Have you ever done that?
Maybe.
I think you told me about one time where you did do that.
She's...
And you had to find new friends because all your friends thought you were a rapist. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you not want to talk about...
Hey, Matt, I want to know about that.
No. Moving on. Today, my boyfriend bought me breakfast in bed.
No, wait!
Told me all the things he loved about me, got down on one knee, and pulled out a little blue box.
A little blue ball?
A box.
Oh, sorry.
I had been hoping for so long. He opened the box, and there was a note inside that said, "April Fools!"
Everyone's clever today.
I know, everyone.
I'm glad we're not stooping to the level. I was listening to Distorted View today, and he did an April Fools episode, and
it
was
that.
The. What did you think of it?
I thought it was fucking god awful.
Awful.
I was just so sick of this stupid.
It was
song.
Kind of. It was funny. Yeah, that was horrible. Like, but it was funny how he played the same voicemail over and over and over and over and over again.
But that was after a whole show of just god awful.
Right. I had to fast forward through. I'm glad we're not going to stoop to that level and do some stupid April Fool's prank.
Right.
Because that would be.
That.
We're above that.
We are above
we
that.
Are.
I like to think that.
I'm so over that. Oprah. I used to do April Fool pranks on people when I was younger all the time, but I'm over it, seriously.
What did you used to do?
Just, you know, saran wrapping cars and
oh,
shit.
Oh, of course.
Just,
you know what we did? You know what we did to my dad before he died?
What's that?
We used to take those they're those firecracker things that you can pull and they snap, you know, they have the strings.
Just the string, yeah.
Right, so we'd tie one end on the inside of the cabinet thing and we'd tie the other end to the other side of the cabinet. So when he would open it, they would snap really loud and we almost killed him that way. And then I think a week later is when he hung himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's sad. All your fault.
Well, yeah, I thought we've established that.
I just further, you know, proof to
just
show.
Just salt in my wounds.
Yeah, one
just
more thing.
Kicking my bruises.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's cool.
I'm used to it.
Today, we were swimming in gym class. There are some cute girls in our class, and they were wearing their bikinis. Ooh, sexy. I was looking at them when I got an erection, but since I was underwater, I thought no one would see. I'm on the diving team, so my teacher asked me to demonstrate a dive to my class. Fuck my life.
Nice. That's like the equivalent.
With a full fucking erection.
I was going to say, I didn't think they'd see until my erection just kept getting bigger and bigger, and it popped up like a whale and the blowhole, and it just water.
Okay. you came. That's cool. Today.
Ha, that's more than we can say for you. Oh, if I had the bell here.
My balls still hurt. Fuck my life. Today I got up early to prank my family. Of course.
Of course.
I put a bucket of ice water on top of a door frame so whoever walked through would get an icy surprise. After I was done, I went back to
bed. I forgot about it, and then I walked through it, and it fell on my head. Fuck my life.
I woke up groggy and disoriented like always and walked right through the doorway I had rigged. Fuck my life.
I called that.
Wow.
You know, I'm glad since we are kind of keeping in the spirit of April Fools, at least by reading some Fuck My Lives that are
everyone
at least April Fools oriented.
Right.
I'm happy about that.
That is good.
Right.
Since we aren't doing anything else.
You know what else I heard today?
What do you hear?
I heard that, contrary to popular belief, you actually cannot fool a fool.
Really?
I heard that today about 25 times.
From?
26, 27, probably about 28 times.
Where did you hear that?
Just random people on the internet, on MySpace.
I don't understand. You can't fool a fool?
Right. Like that,
that seems like that would be the easiest person.
No, what that means is that if you're a fool and I'm a fool, I can't fool you,
right,
and you can't actually fool me.
Right, because we're both retarded.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
Right. At work, the police were looking over video footage of an incident earlier in the day where a car had slammed hard into another one in the car park. My manager came into the kitchen and asked if I wanted to come see it for a laugh. The car that got hit was mine. Fuck my life.
Oh, that sucks. It's like, hey, check this out. Oh,
look at this fucking douche that got his car. Oh,
that's
yours?
I'm sorry.
Today,
really sucks.
I went to the laundromat. Oh, I like my name. For the first time. Oh, like I did. I fit all of my clothes into two washers, not knowing where to put the soap in. I asked the man doing his laundry, excuse me, where do you put the soap in? He replied, ma'am, those are the dryers. Fuck my life.
Oh, man.
Speaking of fucking dryers, although I know none of you give a fuck because I've talked about how pointless my dryers are, but the dryer actually does work for the first time since I have lived here.
And what else since the first time me and you have been together?
Let me read my notes. That's it. That's all I
wrote. Sorry, he doesn't remember.
Right,
but
I didn't write it
because
down.
I guess it's
Oh, sorry, I was texted. Right. I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, what did you say?
Stop.
It's cool.
That.
Actually, you told me what you had written down, and
really?
I believe it's how it went was yesterday, Danny, your girlfriend,
finally
did some laundry, which is a weird coincidence because also yesterday the dryer finally started working for the first time since. Right.
Right.
That's how you told it to me.
Yeah, I remember that now. Thanks.
I see why you didn't talk about it now earlier.
I know.
When I asked you how stupid it was. If you had any other notes written down.
Right, because it's all bullshit that no one wants to hear about.
You're absolutely right.
Today, I ran into a public bathroom because of explosive. Wow, that was written terrible. Because of explosive diarrhea.
Can I say something real quick?
Go for it.
I don't call it crazy, call me crazy, call it weird, but this something feels weird, like maybe this is the last episode of the Jam Hole.
Does it feel like that?
You're not going to kill us with that gun, are you?
No.
Because something feels off.
I
can't quite put my finger on it.
I kind of have an itchy trigger finger tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wait, did you just figure out my April Fool's prank?
Was that going to be it?
Well, no, I was actually going to kill us on April Fool's Day. And
then not say April Fool's?
Right, because we'd all be dead.
Right, so how is that a prank?
I thought that was funny.
Dead.
You don't like that?
Well, I mean, I don't care. 26 says, tell, I think you have to read this one, because it's about me.
26 says, tell Brayden to stop texting Rochelle during the show.
I'm sorry, I just, all this talk about blue balls, I was just trying to set up
Don't talk about my blue balls. With anyone, honestly.
Well, I was going to just get her there and then be like, April Fools.
Oh.
And then that was all.
Hey, Johnny on the spot says, will the last Jam Hole episode start and end with a kaboom?
Yeah.
That's what you've been saying.
Because it actually does already.
And it will.
Because of our outro. Awesome.
Yay. Oh, my God. So
I was actually in the middle of one of these. Today I ran into a public bathroom because of explosive diarrhea. In the middle of it, I noticed there was no more toilet paper nor paper towels remaining. The smallest bill in my wallet was a $5. I had to pay $10 to wipe my own ass. Fuck my life.
I would have just said, nah.
I'm good. I'll wipe later.
I would have just used shirt sleeves.
No, I would have just...
Because I don't make very much money, so right. I would try to save as much money as I possibly could.
Well, just don't wipe. How about that?
I don't.
Yeah.
Well, good.
It. Ever.
Ever?
We noticed.
You might want to wipe.
I wear underwear. Isn't that what underwear is?
You can use my toilet paper that I have in the bathroom that I take from work whenever you want.
I bet your boss would be really mad if he ever found out about that.
Yeah.
I'd be careful what you said on this show.
No, I'm not too... He probably doesn't listen.
I think he might sometimes.
I don't think so.
I hope not. For all of our sakes.
I know, right? Today, my 8-year-old sister learned how to type her name into a phone using the number keypad. I later found my phone on the kitchen counter with all my contacts under her name. Fuck my life. So she went into her phone and changed the name of everyone in her phone to her name.
In your phone?
Right, in mine.
Right,
my
to her name.
My daughter changed all, right, to her name.
That's why I will never have kids.
Right.
Besides the fact that I don't have any balls. But yeah, that yeah. also.
Well, even if you had balls, I'm
I
sure.
I wouldn't want kids.
Right.
Either way. Good. Right.
Today, I was on a crowded subway going home. My trousers were a bit dusty, so I tried to dust myself off.
Were they the wrong trousers? Wallace and Gromit.
As I was slapping the side of my leg, I missed and hit a woman behind me in the ass.
You make it look so easy, Matt.
I know, it is easy.
I try to make jokes on your on par with your jokes.
Right.
I can't do
you
it.
Can't.
I see now why.
I missed at such a high caliber.
Well, you are, and now I see why I always leave the joke making to you.
Right.
And I just sit here and agree with you all
good.
The time.
You should agree with me.
I do. Fully.
I see you are right now.
I agree.
Good. I fucking agree. As I was saying, she called me a pervert and walked off. Everyone stared at me. It takes 40 minutes to get home. Fuck my life.
Viola Chick says, I know the kid who did this. I was there next to him.
What?
And then told him to post it on Fuck My Life.
Wait, which one?
The one you
did
just
I just read? The subway read? One?
The subway one? Viola Chick?
Yes? No?
Maybe? Perhaps? All right, then.
MBS says it's time for Brayden to put a hat on. He's losing his hair.
No, I'm not. I have a full... I'm only 18. I have a full head of hair.
Well, for being 18, you kind of got a receding hairline there.
I get that from my dead father.
Right.
Thank you for bringing that
young,
up.
And, you know, if you start on the Rogaine while you're younger... By the time you are older, when you would be really bald, like, you know, you kind of are now.
I'm sorry, he didn't live long enough to give me that advice.
Oh, well, now I gave it to you.
I don't know how to shave either.
Right. I can see that.
We noticed.
Today, I left for vacation in Mexico. Upon landing, I received a text message from the guy I've been seeing. It read, sorry, I'm not boyfriend material. Have a good trip. I paid 75 cents to get dumped internationally. Fuck my life.
Well, that's a good rate.
Huh? Well,
at least 75. It's only 75 cents and
but
not
costing...
going across the world to, yeah.
That's right. Or
just...
not having her move all of her stuff in only to find out that every argument you guys ever get into, she just wants to run away from instead of talking about it and fixing things.
Right.
She just always wants to run away from them.
Yeah, too bad.
Like when
our arguments...
Like when she's sucking your cock and she just wants to run away from it
you know,
before
be
she finishes
perfect
it.
For each other if only we
if
could...
you were a chick, Matt, I would have sex with you.
Right.
I would probably just put the whole dude... behind
well, if
us
I could make her come and she could make me come,
I
we'd
bet
probably
you
have
both
a perfect relationship because it seems like every time we argue, it's about sex. So.
It pretty much is. You know, that's weird. If that's the case, maybe you guys should just have more sex. And I bet you guys would.
Maybe we should.
You would never
maybe
argue.
Someone doesn't. You know, maybe I don't want to fuck all the time, and you just need to like chill out and not be like a jackrabbit.
Hours in a day. How many of those hours are you at work?
Right. I mean, if isn't sex fun and awesome
yeah,
and amazing,
I mean, what,
I can't. can't see why you wouldn't want to do that all the time, especially if you say you love this guy as much as you say you do.
I mean, you do, right?
Right? You do love him, right?
I love you.
You love me, right?
Are you sure? Because usually you guys
sound like
usually you guys are kissing and stuff, and I haven't seen you kiss on the lips in the mouth once this whole show.
That's because I know how lonely you are, and I try not to like rub that.
Well,
in.
Right, but usually she's just like she doesn't care about me.
Well,
except when you're mean to her. Except when you're mean to her, and
right,
she texts me.
We did just kind of get done
into
with
an argument.
Not yeah. having sex.
Right. So the last thing I kind of want to do is kiss her when she can't even make me come.
Yeah, I hear that.
I bet you do. Today I was walking.
I hope
today,
you didn't just spill that all
no,
over Matt's
fine.
Floor.
It's fine. Today I was walking down the street with my acoustic guitar on my back. I saw a girl that I like coming down the opposite way. So I decided to play my guitar to try and impress her. I started to tune it quickly, but
that
while I
works.
Wasn't paying attention, I ran into a pole. Now my guitar is cracked. Fuck my life.
Was she impressed by that?
Yeah, she thought I was fucking cool.
Wow, I, hey.
My Steve's were fucking popping.
Didn't I see you on MTV? I'll just stop trying making jokes.
Yeah, that was
go back
funny.
To finding someone to have sex with tonight.
Right, you do that. No, get the fuck off your phone. You don't need to text.
Sorry. Sorry.
Who are you kidding? You don't have any fucking text right now.
I don't even have any contacts
right,
in my
phone. Right,
your
phone's not even on right now.
I don't even have a battery for
it's
it.
It's actually disconnected.
There's no service,
none.
Even if I had a battery for
right,
it.
Right, you're just pretending.
You gave this to me. I know you have one just like this, and
yeah.
I just carry it around so I can be cool like
right,
you.
Right, just pretend.
I've never told you this, but I really look up to you, Matt.
Do you?
I really do.
Why is that?
Because you're everything I want to be.
Really?
He's everything you should never be.
Yeah,
right?
I'm kind of an awful person to be a role model for.
I just
mean
like
to his girlfriend all the time.
Well,
makes
maybe
feel like total
I can understand
shit.
That. Maybe his girlfriend's kind of a crazy bitch sometimes.
She
I
kind
mean,
of
I
is
could
sometimes.
Is she? Because
yeah.
I can see her being like that.
Oh,
I can,
you've been here for a long
oh,
time.
Oh, I've been you've privy seen... to many of your arguments.
You have.
I
yeah,
have.
Yeah, but he's also quite the dick himself. He has really weird moods.
Well, I've seen
all
his
time,
dick,
so.
And it is quite the dick. And if
and
I was a girl, I would want to
run across the hall
I was,
like naked earlier.
I saw that kind of. If I was a girl, I'd want to
like
be
that?
On. Yeah, I like that. I'd want to be on his dick all the time if I was a girl. Yeah, when I was, I'll tell you guys a little story. When I was sitting here just kind of chatting on MySpace, Matt was like, hey, check this out. And I turn around, and all of a sudden I see him streak naked from his bedroom into the bathroom.
Right,
dick,
with my
like,
fucking dick and balls.
His dick knocking
right,
into the kitty. It you
hell
knocked the
you.
Cat over, Matt.
Yeah, well,
and I noticed
hangs.
You didn't apologize to her.
No.
It's okay. I apologize to her on your behalf. I do a lot of things on your behalf.
I fuck her all the time.
I use your name.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
Okay. So that is it for Fuck My Life. Speaking of all these fucking April Fool's
speaking
jokes,
of Fuck Your Life. Oh, go ahead.
I almost forgot. What happened to you at work today?
To me?
To Danny.
Did something happen to her at work today?
Yeah.
I had an extremely crazy April Fool's Day today.
Okay.
I completely forgot that it was April Fool's, and so I went into work just thinking, you know, I'm gonna have a regular whatever day. I walk in, and the closers last night put together my cook line completely backwards.
That's funny, right?
No,
right.
Not funny at all. That means they took like 2 hours out of their time to, like, they actually should have been working.
You know what that reminds me
but
of?
But they just made everything backwards. What?
I saw a YouTube video the other day. I think it was a couple days ago. And it was this kid went on vacation. And while he was gone, he lived in a two-story townhouse. All of his friends came in
yeah.
and took all his upstairs furniture and put
hey,
it downstairs.
Braden, you're usually not moving
and
your hands so much.
They
can you, like, stop
put
that?
I'm just trying to be like you, Matt.
Oh, well, stop.
I look up to you. Right. Did I tell you how much I look up
you
to
did.
You?
You did. Stop.
Okay, so, and then they took all of his downstairs furniture and put it upstairs, put his upstairs furniture and put it downstairs, right? So totally switched
right,
it.
Right, to switch it up.
Right, so when he went on vacation, the kid whose house it was got their friends together, and they took all of these cement blocks, like big gray mason blocks, and they covered all of the entrances of his house. So he got back from Thailand all jet-lagged and stuff, wanting to just go home and chill.
Just and go to sleep.
Brick walls everywhere.
So and then great. When he does get in his house, it's
he
all
knocked
fucking
the whole brick wall down to get to the door.
So the best part about this morning was not only the fact that I had to take about an hour out of my day
the
just to
sex
fix
you guys
everything.
Had before
no,
you went to
really
work.
Sucks,
yeah,
so
that
we're
was
not
probably
talk
as
about
bad
that.
As her day at
so,
work.
Wow.
Anyway.
Why are you guys even together?
I'm starting to wonder that myself.
I'm waiting
do you
want to
go out with me?
I'm starting to think about it. If you weren't so damn young, I'd think about it. But
age is nothing but a number.
Yeah, but how many girls
you know what number it is? It's 871. Never mind.
Anyway, no, the best part about it was is they individually
you're really
wrapped.
Beautiful.
Thanks. They individually wrapped every burger.
Like hip-hop?
What?
What?
I don't even
individually wrapped?
I don't get it.
Me neither.
They individually wrapped every burger and every sausage.
26
link.
Says like burger 77.
Yes.
There's only one of him.
Yeah, okay. I'm yeah, my day sucked this morning. Anyway, Matt, continue.
Wait,
whoa,
so
wait,
did you
so
have to rearrange all
yes.
that shit back to the way it was?
Yes.
Why
did
you just go like you usually do, just but backwards?
Because nothing was plugged in, and it couldn't be that way because it needs to go in certain spots.
Did you do anything to get them back?
I was this is the worst part. I was going to totally F them, and I did. I cut just enough stuff, like prepped enough stuff for me for my lunch rush, and by the time I left, there was going to be nothing to restock, and these guys, when they got in, are going to be like, oh shit, what do? I have nothing. And I realized that the guys who did that to me last night don't work for 2 days. So I was effing, god damn it, I was effing two good line cooks.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Sorry, what?
So I had to fix it, and I kind of fixed it, and I'm going to have to F those other guys later on this week. So continue,
so
Matt.
So they just paid you for those 2 hours it took you to do all that?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound so bad, honestly.
Well, I had to do my job plus fix all that, so.
Gotcha.
In the short amount of time, yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've done some sinning this week.
Have you done some sinning?
I'm kind of a sinner.
All right.
Father?
Yes? What are you supposed to say?
I forget.
Well, if you sin, what do you need?
I need to confess my sins.
So that you can be
forgiven.
Right, so
right.
You would say,
forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession, my son?
2.
You may confess.
I have a crush since I was 8 years old. I am now 25. I am just pathetic. I know he likes me, but was discouraged about
always
getting with
always.
Him because our parents are close friends. I just am hooked on him. I really don't know what to do about it.
You know what I'm hooked on?
What?
Phonics.
Phoenix. Spelled completely wrong. What is go away? Really?
I was waiting for the bell.
Really? I'm not dinging you for that.
Thank you, beautiful.
I'm sure you're beautiful.
She
if you
is
want
beautiful.
To, if you want to talk,
if she was
my MSN.
Girlfriend, I would have sex
no,
with her
this
all
is a
the time.
And
Brayden.
I would probably leave you because I don't want to have sex
so
all
it's
the time.
So not just Matt, you just don't like having sex all the time?
Right.
Why? Sex is awesome.
Yeah, what else is there to do?
I know.
We're not doing this.
Right. I would just be fucking.
Just all the time.
Because I know when I'm at home and I'm not doing this or working,
time,
I'm just jerking off.
Right.
If you fuck all the time, then you totally ruin my
your what?
Situation.
Your
down
vagina?
There. Yeah.
Your
I heard Matt's dick ain't that big, so what's the problem?
Yeah, it beat it up, and we wouldn't want that.
Is he rough?
No.
Is that just an excuse?
Sounds like it.
No,
I think it is.
I don't want to fuck all the time.
Well, why? I mean, I don't. That seems like there's something wrong with that. You should want to fuck all the time.
I want to fuck all the time.
Me too.
I get fucked all the time.
Every day.
Every day.
All day.
I know.
And not even by her.
Not at all. I did once.
Wait, when was? Oh, what? Right.
You...
High five. No. I'm sure you're beautiful. If you want to talk, here's my MSN. Spatron at hotmail.com.
We should add him in our friends list.
Yes. Matt, please just call me.
I'll call you.
I'll call. Wait, what? Will you call me?
What the fuck?
I can call you.
Can you?
So that you have my number.
Right. Well, I just want you to call me.
What's your number?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
All right.
All right. Today, after I got home, I went straight to bed and cried. I wish I knew why. I don't know why.
Lair says, hey girl on big screen, how come your ring is in the middle of your nose?
What?
Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
He might not be from our country, so he might not know how this works.
Yeah, are you cool, dude? Because,
I think you should just let the chat handle it.
Yeah.
Please continue.
All right.
My son.
Matt, I hate you. Whoa.
I think someone figured out that you read from these sites, Matt.
Someone really does not like me.
Do they really say that, Matt?
Yeah.
It does.
Someone needs me to call them, and someone else apparently hates my guts.
Is their number local to here?
Well, it doesn't say.
Do you want to call it on our line?
There's no number posted.
So how would you...
Please call me. Apparently I know this person. I'm guessing.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's hear it.
Is it you? Was that you?
Maybe. Let's hear it.
I think it was me. I'm sorry about that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was earlier. I was upset.
I flashed a Bible today. It was thrilling. Like, fucking... Like that? Is that...
A Bible?
No.
Yeah, like, flashed a Bible. Oh, flashed a Bible study.
Cool. It was
like
thrilling.
Like, the whole study.
Like a
like
movie line?
Group. No. What?
Like when there's a bunch of people waiting in a movie line and you moon them as you're driving?
Right, but to a Bible study group.
Right.
Right.
A group of Bible thumpers.
Bible study. Well,
right.
At least you're close to your confessional booth.
Okay.
You can barely ever cross my mind before the party last week. But now I can't stop thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you.
Why?
I saw you today walking with the other guys from our class. I thought you were headed towards the deli. I wished I had gone there instead. What is this?
Is this love?
What is love?
That I'm feeling. Is this the love that I've been searching for? Is this love?
Wow, you know more of that song
than
I do.
Wow, yeah, it's...
Used to be my song.
Pretty is gay, that you, Braden? Song?
It was me and my dad's song before,
yeah,
he,
before
hung himself.
Before he hung himself? That's beautiful.
Right.
I doubt I'm the only one that hoped that some of these are about her. No.
I want all of them to be about her.
They are about her.
She's a bitch.
She is. All of them are bitches.
Hey, bitches ain't shit.
But tricks and hoes.
Hoes and tricks.
Or that also.
So then you can lick on my nuts and then you can
suck my dick.
My
too.
Dick, right. Obviously.
Obviously.
Unless your girlfriend's not into that,
right.
Then.
And then she just gives you
right.
Blue
but
instead.
I'll tell you what, if your girl's like, no, I don't want to suck your cock, I'm not into it, you should listen to her, because chances are if she's not into it, she's not going to be very good at it.
Right. That makes sense.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that, because last time...
Well, most guys, they like a tongue ring on their cock instead of, you know, like...
Well, yeah, when they're good with it.
Right.
Right.
But when they're just, I mean, I could take a nail file and just, like, stab my cock with
it.
I just, that doesn't feel good.
That's not cool either.
Right.
You have anything to say?
I don't know who to argue with.
No? Well, with me, of course. Who else? I wish we all had the courage to confess what we were feeling, thinking and watching to the people with a... What? To the people we imaginary write to on this?
Right. All of... Well, no, they don't know. They write to the jam hole, and then you confess them to me.
Right.
Matt.
But this person's a fucking retard.
Well, they usually are.
Right.
Right.
Without rejection or repercussion, I really, really do. I don't
Did your... hold on, I know what happened.
What?
You had an imaginary friend, and he left you for someone else.
That... a lot of people leave me, though.
But your imaginary friend... it's like, I made you. You're my imaginary friend. Your friend's like, I'm out of here.
You're mine, like...
But I'm leaving.
But you can't, because
I just did.
I made you, though. Like...
hey, we abolished slavery back in the 50s, I think.
Did we? I'm pretty sure we still have plenty of slaves.
Imaginary or not.
I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like a slave. Do you feel like a slave?
Yes, I actually do.
26 says, for being a virgin, Brayden sure knows a whole lot about having sex.
Well, I have an extensive porn collection, thanks to Matt.
Thanks to ILoveTorrents.com.
Right. You can look me up on there. I'm Nocturnal.
And I am Hasmaticus.
Your name is dumb.
Dumb.
My name is Of the Night. I'm a creature of the night.
Thank you, Big Mouth Podcast. Fags.
Hat Matt, Hazmat, Hack Matt. Fuck yourself. This is the last one for tonight before we...
what episode is this?
Episode 174. And I actually... that's the first time I have said the name of the episode without having to look at my notes.
Wow, you're getting really good at this, Matt. 174 episodes later and you're finally getting good at this.
Finally, I can say the name of the episode without looking.
Maybe now we can get some fucking listeners,
It'd be nice.
Would be nice. A
couple more, maybe.
Be nice. Did you ever tell everyone how much our hotel is going to cost us for the 7 days we'll be there?
I was trying to actually block that out.
The $1,300?
Yeah.
Do you realize this is the most expensive vacation we've ever taken?
Ever?
Ever.
Is this more than the... I think this is more than the cruise I went on.
Is it? Hey, Matt, how do you... can I ask you something?
Ask me something.
Do you feel weird that your girlfriend got a tattoo of somebody else's podcast before she got a tattoo of yours that she is a part of now? Which, well, I really would have appreciated if you would have asked me first before you bring other people onto our show.
Right.
Well, I thought this was ours.
Yeah, but I don't really care.
Me, Brayden, you, Matt. Right.
But just one
if you
more.
Go to thejamhole.com, it says the jam hole with Matt and Brayden. Right. That's you and me.
Well, if you had a girlfriend, you could have her on too, as much as you want.
Would that mixer you bought have room for another mic?
Well, we'd have to share maybe something.
I don't like sharing.
Well, that's too fucking bad.
So is that weird for you that she's got a? Is that weird
Not
for
at all,
you?
Because there's
is that
a reason,
weird that you got a tattoo just to get into a comedy show?
Not really, considering how much we're already getting gouged to go in the tattoos. You
was
know.
Free.
Right.
So,
cause David
it saved us
hookup.
A bunch of cash. No, I had the hookup. That wasn't David.
I thought that, because you didn't go to the other one.
No, we went to Daryl. Right. And yeah.
I forgot we went to that one.
Yeah, we went to, that's right, Matt. We went to Daryl. and I got it. I got the hookup. And we got the tats for free. To save us some cash.
Right.
So that's why we got them.
Awesome.
26 says, I'm starting to think Argentina would have been cheaper.
And you know, maybe that girl would actually make me come.
Yeah, I heard you told
well,
me she
about...
sucked cock really
oh,
good,
wicked
Matt.
Wicked good on the beach.
Oh, man.
But then again, it was only one night. So
right.
You, know,
you fell pretty.
Bitch.
Yeah, but you fell pretty hard in love with her.
I did.
I hear you still talk to her on Facebook.
Every once in a while, I do.
How does Danny feel about that? Have
I
you
think
told
she
her?
Just found out.
You guys should talk about that.
We probably will have another argument after the show.
Well, I'll send her on over
Can't
here.
Wait.
So, fuck.
Is she still coming here to visit you?
Nah, probably not.
Was I not supposed to say that?
Wait. Excuse me?
Are you okay, Matt?
That's. I don't have anything to say about that.
You know just, what?
What are we doing?
No, I can't even.
Well, are you guys okay?
I'm waiting on her thought process. Well, we have one more. You know I love you, right?
Yes,
right.
I do.
Okay, and that is
okay.
it. For
okay.
Are you
no,
ready?
No Argentina chicks.
Are you ready
okay.
to do some
cool.
fucking news?
Wait, what did she say?
No Argentina chicks, okay?
I bet if you...
It was a long time. Don't worry about it.
I bet
you still talk to her, right?
But I'm just keeping her there so I have a rebound for when our hopeless relationship fails.
Well, don't fucking ruin it every chance you get.
Well, if you would just suck my dick and make me come, we might not get into a fucking argument.
Woo! Well, if you just leave me alone and give me a chance to breathe,
guys,
I'd be okay.
One for you, and one for you.
Go get your dick sucked by the Argentina chick if you want it so
bad. You know, I'm starting to think about it.
You said she was really good at it, Matt.
She was. And she fucked me on the beach, and that was hot.
And then in her hotel room.
Right.
And then in the morning before you left in her hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Braden, shut up.
Why are you doing that to me?
And then we had
I didn't fuck her.
We had cyber sex multiple times after that. And every once in a while, she kind of, you know, offers. And I kind of... It's hard to not think about sometimes.
I know. If
know,
I was
when
you,
I blue balls,
if I was,
do anything.
I would think about it all the time if I was you.
It's hard to resist. You know?
Hey, Matt.
Yes?
I'm going to have a talk with you later. Okay?
Okay.
Are we cool?
I can't wait.
Because, like a for real star.
Like for real, for real?
Like for real, for real.
Like, for real's this... like my penis in your mouth talk? For
right.
real?
Like, will you make me come this time?
No. No, I might... You might never come again
no.
after this talk.
I don't want to have this talk.
Straight talk.
Are you ready to do some news?
Yeah, are we doing news?
We're doing some
Can
news.
Can we do some
what,
news?
What time are we at here?
Yeah, what's the time, Braden?
Very professional.
It's time to get ill. An hour 10.
It's time to do some fucking news.
Let's do some news.
Caught in the air.
Tails.
I can't even flip it.
Wow, you used to be so good at flipping a coin. You know, I learned how to flip it. Do you want me to flip
it? No, I'll flip it.
Okay. Tails.
It is tails.
All right.
You fucking won for
I finally
once.
Won.
Jesus.
Can I take a victory
Maybe
lap?
Maybe you
Go
should,
for
like,
it if you
pick
really
tails
want to.
More often.
No.
Maybe I should.
You should.
This one is called Teen Accused of Burning Man. Not like the festival, but right. Burning Man. Who let under it...
What's so funny?
Burning Man who let underage drinkers party at his home.
Beautiful.
Ferndale, a middle-aged man,
really?
Sound it out, buddy.
Charged.
Where's that hooked on phonics you were telling me about?
Charged
right.
with supplying alcohol to teens at his house, suffered a severe groin burn when one teen lit the man's pants on fire after he passed out, police said.
Wait, so he had a party at his house, all his alcohol for these minors, and to repay him, they light his fucking balls
He
on
passed
fire.
Out because
right.
he's older,
he was,
right,
and,
they're,
wasted.
And they were doing coke, probably.
Was this...
And they're
April.
Like, check this out, he's passed out, and right. then they lit his balls
this
on fire.
This will be funny.
Right.
Ha ha, April Fools.
Right.
Right.
Quote, it's a nasty wound, said Ferndale Police Lieutenant William Wilson.
Wilson. Right.
Thank you. It's a third degree burn that went through the flesh and into the muscle.
Ooh, so
it
like
went into his dick muscle.
Into it.
Into his penis muscle.
That's useless now.
Right.
Have fun fucking with that. I might as well have my dick burned off since I can't fucking come with it anymore.
I know. You might as well. You should start buying alcohol for teens.
Right.
Maybe you'll get your dick
Maybe
sucked then.
Finally.
I know, right?
They actually know how to suck a dick.
They do. The suspect, Tyler Quick, 18, of Pleasant Ridge, was charged Friday with assault with intent to commit great bodily harm, less than murder, in Ferndale 43rd District. Really, guys?
What?
Are you guys cool?
We're cool.
I'm trying to do some news here.
I'm listening.
Do some news.
All right.
You're killing it, bro.
But...
Come on.
The suspect, Tyler Quick, 18, of Pleasant Ridge, was charged Friday with assault with intent to commit great bodily harm less than murder in Ferndale 43rd District Court and jailed on $25,000 cash bond.
Okay.
Right. Police said the victim, John Sorig, 51, of Ferndale... Why is it... normal for a 51-year-old to hang out with 18-year-olds?
It is these days.
It is not.
Is 51
no,
the
weird.
New 23?
Well, how else is a 51-year-old lonely motherfucker going to get laid except with a bunch of drunk-ass teenagers?
Well, if I was older, I would just go buy a prostitute.
Right, but this is cheaper, probably.
And right.
He has a higher number of chances of getting laid.
Right. How much does alcohol cost?
Well, how many people were there? How many? I mean, a few bottles.
I would imagine a few, yeah.
$80 tops,
right.
I would say, for a few bottles of, you know.
Oh, here. John Soaring, 51, of Ferndale, had several teens at his house drinking a few weeks ago when he passed out and quick grabbed a lit candle.
Quick.
Did he jump?
Like
Wait.
Like
Jack,
ninja?
Be nimble, Jack, be quick, Jack. Yeah. Lit my balls on fire with a candlestick. Ding. All right. So several, that's a few is
so
three. At least four.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, they would have said a few.
Yes.
Or a couple,
right.
Which would be two.
Several means more than three.
And
obviously.
Then there's one, which is the loneliest number
right.
that you'll ever...
Which is what you're used to.
Right, always.
Always.
Quick told everyone to be quiet as he placed the burning candle under Soaring's crotch.
Beautiful.
Shh.
That's totally what happened, too. You know it.
Quote, Quick thought it would be funny to take the candle and burn Soaring, Wilson said. That's a great quote. The candle lit his pants on fire, and he woke up and put the fire out.
Right, as you should do.
All while whistling, burn, baby, burn, also. Soaring apparently did not seek medical treatment for the wound at the time.
Well, that's kind of embarrassing, considering he's also going to get charged with, you know,
maybe
on minors.
Maybe he was just used to his dick burning. And he's
right.
Like, huh, that's new. It usually doesn't smell like it's on fire.
It usually doesn't smell like
cooking.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, that's my
It's
dick.
On fire.
Right.
Right.
Awesome.
Anyone want to jump over it? Police said they learned about the incident after Soaring's younger brother called police March 16th to report underage drinking during another drinking party at Soaring's house.
So that wasn't the first time.
Apparently not. It sounds like Soaring is no stranger to having parties with underage children.
Beautiful.
Right. Quick was one of three teens ticketed as a minor in possession of alcohol at Soaring's house in the 1000 block of East Breckenridge. Soaring was ticketed for contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Mm.
What were you going to say?
So,
sorry.
I'm just saying, when you're 51 years old and single and lonely, and you have to do stuff like this, how...
Well, hopefully by that time I will have adopted a couple of daughters, and then when they bring home friends from school, I will just put them all in my dungeon
that
I'm
a good
building.
Yeah, scratch that. I even said that.
All
Holy
right.
Shit.
Soaring has an alcohol problem, and police said Quick and
you
other
think?
Teens hung around the older man's house to get alcohol and have a place to party. So these kids just find some lonely alcoholic,
it's
and they're like,
parties.
We'll hang out with you if you let us drink your
right,
booze.
You're lonely.
You get to skis on all the young ass we bring over, and then when you pass out, we'll put our balls on your face and draw penises on your cheeks and then light your nuts on fire.
And then take all your alcohol and leave.
Right.
Right.
Because we're using you.
Yeah.
For a house.
Right.
And someone to buy liquor.
Well, we are teenagers. We don't really care.
About anything.
Nothing.
We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
We actually took a jam hole survey once, and the answer was, we don't give a fuck.
Was it?
That
right,
was
it
the
was.
Answer. Yeah.
Quote, Soaring's younger brother called us March 16th to report how people were abusing and picking on John Soaring, Wilson said. We are also investigating whether Soaring was taken advantage of financially. There are allegations that people were ripping him off. You know
exactly.
What? Can I bet you he was disabled.
I'm disabled. Getting some of that disabled
and
disability
he had
money.
That, and on top of that, he had pain pills, and I bet he was selling them to the kids.
Yeah, but if he was disabled, it would have said something.
And I bet he got the kids addicted to him, and that's why they kept coming back.
Well, yeah, they get addicted to alcohol just as easy, though, really.
You think?
You do that enough.
Yeah,
he's
guess.
He's either disabled or he's an Iraq vet and he's just got some fucking
right.
money flowing in.
Right. Quick at one time reportedly dated Soaring's daughter and is on probation for larceny. That's kind of what I said. I would just have you know, adopt kids and then do
right.
that,
and
right.
And then just do it with them.
Right. He faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of the felony assault charge. Quick is scheduled for a and that's it for that story.
Okay. This one is called Women to 911. Help! I'm locked inside my car. A 911 dispatcher had to tell women...
Hold on, you're...
I'm locked inside...
In your car.
Right. Like, my keys are right there on the ground, and I can't get out of my fucking car.
Because the lock is on
right,
the outside?
My car's locked.
Side?
I don't have... Well... What?
You're on
I'm
the...
I'm locked. I can't get out. I need
you're
to call,
in
here,
your car.
I need to call 911.
Do you have a cop car?
Yes. They'll help me. A 911 dispatcher had to tell a woman how to unlock her car on Sunday. A woman called in Kissimmee Police to say she was locked inside her car at Walgreens on John Young Parkway near Poinciana. It's founded that one.
That will happen.
Got one for, taking that one from you there. My car will not start. I'm locked inside my car, the unidentified woman said. Nothing electrical works. It's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. The dispatcher asked the woman if she was able to manually pull the lock up on the door. The woman said she would try, and then she said, yes, I got the door open.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's like the old joke about the computer guy that's like, hey, I can't get my computer to turn on. And the guy's like, well, did you plug it in? And he's like,
oh yeah,
I should have.
Right. That's
right.
Totally, this is totally
like,
just an April Fool's joke. I know it.
Have you ever gotten into your car before? I mean,
well, yeah.
Have you ever gotten out of it, or was this the first time?
I've
like,
never
really?
Experienced this before. Where is, how do
maybe
I get out?
Maybe, did she have Alzheimer's, and maybe she got in it, and then totally forgot, like, where am I?
Wait, whoa, how?
Is this the Twilight Zone?
Is this an alien spaceship?
Oh, shit.
Where am I?
Is that an anal probe?
Yes, it is. Enjoy that. And that's it for that story.
All right. This one is called, I believe this one was sent to us by 26. If you guys ever have any stories, Matt usually says you can just email info@thejamhole.com.
I do.
But I want
usually.
You guys to personally send them to me, Braden's cell phone, and I'll give you that number here in just a minute.
Do that.
This one is...
Go right ahead.
This one is called Police. Man fatally stabs sister, decapitates 5-year-old on birthday.
What? Wait, his birthday? What?
Happy birthday.
Or the 5-year-old's birthday.
Milton, Massachusetts. A man on a rampage fatally stabbed his 17-year-old sister, decapitated his 5-year-old sister in front of a police officer, and then turned toward his 9-year-old sister with a knife in his hand before officers shot him dead in what their chief described as a, quote, killing field.
Killing. It's only 3 people.
You know what I heard?
What's that?
If you build it, they will come.
Right, they do.
All over your face.
Right.
If you're good enough. And if not, then you'll
then
just
you
get
blue balls.
Balls. Right.
Like I have.
And then it's not a field of dreams. It's no. actually. There was no clear motive for the events that unfolded Saturday, the day after the 5-year-old's birthday in a tiny Boston suburb that also is home to Governor Deval Patrick. Coincidence?
MDS says, Braden, get your dick out of your nose and you can talk normally.
Oh, sorry.
Got that dick out
is
of
that,
me.
Is that... Wow.
Is that dick out?
I kind of.
Wow.
Am I normal now?
Kind of.
Huh. Almost.
But there was no doubt at the carnage wrought by 23-year-old Kirby Revelous against his sisters in the 2-family home they shared with their parents and grandmother. You know what this sounds like?
What's that?
A very unhappy household.
That sounds like the perfect household to me. All
yeah?
dead.
Dead.
Dead. That's the perfect family.
That is a good point,
honestly.
Matt. You argue a good point.
I know.
Were you ever on debate at school?
You know, I really should have been on debate.
You should have.
I don't know if you know it's not, but I actually have an answer to everything.
You do?
Yeah, and it's a universal answer.
What's 8 times 6?
Well, that's not what
it's 48.
That's not that kind of.
42.
40.
What? 5-year-old Bianca was killed as a cake for her birthday. She was killed as... What?
What?
They killed her and then formed her into the shape of cake for her birthday.
Wait,
because she always wanted to be a cake.
For her
when
birthday?
When she was a... child.
So that's maybe perfect.
Maybe in a cake as a child?
Was like, killed as a cake for her birthday, which investigators believe was Friday. Did they sat put, on the kitchen table.
Did they put 9-year-old, candles in her, too?
What?
9 candles in it?
16 candles.
16? Sweet 16.
16 candles. Who sings that song?
I don't know.
Me neither. Before my time. That's... You're older than me by 10 years. I would thought you would have known that.
I know. I just don't remember.
16 candle. I don't know how it goes. 9-year-old Serafina dialed emergency services and watched police shoot her brother as her elder sister, 17-year-old Samantha, lay dead on the floor. Could you imagine being 5 and just watching this? Or 9. Sorry, the 9-year-old survived. Maybe.
Really?
Serafina was hospitalized. That's the 9-year-old who dialed emergency services.
Right. While it was happening?
Right. She was hospitalized Sunday with defensive wounds to her hands and stab wounds in her abdomen and one of her legs.
What do you think fucking triggered all this shit?
His wife said she was on birth control. Or no, wait, these are his sisters, so I don't know.
Like, it's siblings.
Well,
like,
could you imagine being in a house with 3 girls and you have to pee?
Yeah.
And they're always, like, in there just fingering their twats or whatever girls do when they're in the bathroom.
Not the 5- and 9-year-old.
Oh, right.
They're just doing whatever the fuck they do. I don't even know.
Maybe it's attention issues.
Maybe.
Serafina was hospitalized, right? I read that, sorry. Quote, in policing, we see the raw human emotion every day, but to think that a human being could inflict such an atrocious, violent act on his own family is unbelievable. When I walked up to the first officer on the scene, I could see the whole story right in his face.
That is actually not unbelievable at all.
No, not at all.
That shit fucking happens all the time, honestly.
Like, if they were his bros, I'd be like, why did he do that?
Right,
but I mean,
girls
are whiny.
Well, and it's their family.
They're bitchy.
How many people hate
their complain
family?
All the time.
All the time.
Did I mention they were whiny?
They don't finish sucking you off.
Right. I mean, they're your sister, so why would they?
Right.
Right, if they weren't. Hey, I understand.
Right.
Saturday's attack came about 24 hours after Revelis had gotten into a fisting with a man living next door.
Wait, he was fisting
quote,
the man next door?
Blows were exchanged.
What?
He said.
Wow.
I don't know the cause of it.
At least someone's getting blown.
That's what I'm saying, huh? Virtual pound it.
Pound.
But we're confident that it did happen. He had been agitated in the hours that followed that, going into the day and last night. Investigators believe Revelis targeted Samantha, a senior at Milton High School, and fatally stabbed her with a household knife while their grandmother, who neighbors say lives on the first floor, was doing laundry in the basement, where she belongs.
Right.
Did her dryer work?
Probably.
Probably. The children's
does
parents...
Does her water work also?
Probably.
She needs to get those fucking dishes done.
Fucking A, she does. The children's parents, whose identities weren't immediately revealed, were away. Their mother is a nurse at a Boston hospital. Serafina, a student at the Tucker Elementary School just behind the house, called police around 5 p.m. local time. An officer on patrol in the neighborhood arrived within a minute, because he was, you know, in the neighborhood,
right there,
just chilling.
Chilling.
And he could hear an altercation inside as he reached the second floor. The police dispatcher operator tried to persuade Serafina to open the door, but when she didn't, the officer broke through. Quote, as the officer entered the door, Revelis decapitated Bianca in front of him. Well said, he actually walked into a killing field. He walked into such carnage. Total carnage.
Total.
Right. As far as... Venom? As far as the atrocity of it, I've never seen it. So he just walked in right as she's just getting her head cut off.
Who walked in?
The cop.
Right.
Right.
As
and she and the dude was like, off with her head, the Queen of Hearts said. And then, right. And then
right.
he just sliced her.
And then that's it.
Right.
How fucked up would you be if you saw someone get their head cut off when you were that young?
Check this out. Well, I would probably just not remember it, but check this out. Police had been called to the family's house in 2004 after a domestic violence report that Revelis had punched a woman living there. So he has a bad case of...
the Mondays?
That also, and domestic disputes towards women.
Everyone has that.
Right, towards women. Right. I mean, if women wouldn't be such bitches,
well, yeah.
we wouldn't be.
I mean,
that's why I'm single. I mean,
yeah,
I like being alone.
You know what? I've been considering doing that myself.
Really?
Hey,
Matt.
You.
Matt,
yes,
little something I made up.
What's that?
You should be careful what you wish for.
Why is that?
Because remember what you said, that if you are ever single again, you were going to fuck me? And yeah. I don't want that to happen, so be careful
what
you wish for.
Actually, like last time I said I was, when I was single, I believe I said I was going to go gay.
Right, but so, then you didn't.
Yeah, but this time I'm pretty sure I'm going to.
Are you going to?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not for you, though.
You know, I was thinking of getting into bestiality.
Really?
Right.
Because I got a whole folder of that right here for you.
Really? Because yeah. I have animals at home.
Oh.
My mom got me a hamster the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you put it in your ass yet?
Not yet, but I started wrapping the bottom half of it in duct tape, so when I put my dick in its ass,
it won't explode.
Right.
Right. That
right.
makes sense.
And that's it for this story. It's just a bunch of grief bullshit, whatever. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Pretty brutal, though, huh?
That is...
Brutal.
I like how
that's,
we're starting off
brutal.
This month.
It's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah.
So if I leave you, you're going to be gay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You didn't know that?
Why would you say anything like that, Matt?
Well, I didn't think it would matter, I guess. I'm kind of just so over this, I don't care anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
So if this doesn't work, you're just done?
I'm done.
You're done
trying?
Trying.
Dudes.
You're trying,
there's so
dudes?
Much, there's so much less trouble. Just two bros. Just broing it down. Hey, get that needle in there.
I was going to just draw some blood and drink it real quick.
Right.
Per se. I have to feed soon.
Getting late.
Right.
That time.
So,
What are we at? Time wise,
$130.
Beautiful. How about I do one more? You do one more.
All right.
We'll do a
I got.
Voicemail.
All right.
Do you have one?
Probably not.
All right. This one is called "Pimp Paid Prostitute with Chicken Nuggets."
Chicken nuggets. That's so all great.
A man who pimped a 16-year-old schoolgirl. Schoolgirl paid
Matt.
Her with chicken nuggets.
Cat
for
got your
sex.
Tongue.
She's somewhere around here.
Did
she's
earlier,
in my
huh?
tongue. paid her with chicken nuggets for having sex with men, a court has been told. Ronald Vickish.
Well, at least they weren't paying her to have sex with women. Because that's gay, and
right.
that would be against God's wishes.
That's what protesters would also be protesting.
Absolutely. At youtube.com/thejamhole.
Right.
Or thejamhole.com/YouTube.
That also.
If you're dyslexic.
Right.
Right.
Ronald Vickish Gunder, 27, and his 16-year-old girlfriend devised a plan to prostitute a teenage girl so they could afford the weekly $1,050 rent on a serviced inner Brisbane apartment.
You pay how much a week?
$1,050.
$1,050? That's a lot
a
week. So what is that a month? You pay $6,000 a month?
No. Yeah, about.
That's a lot of money.
That's about how much we're going to have to pay when we go to New York.
Well, it's a good thing we have some fucking little hoes to pimp
good
out and
thing.
We can feed them chicken nuggets.
We can... Never mind. The court was told the girl made... $4,500 for having sex with 5 middle-aged men in June last year. So this dude is totally cool with pimping out.
MDS says it's $4,200.
What?
But see, we were doing the math in Australian dollars, which is actually different than your dollars that you're doing the math on.
Right.
Right.
Like, not American.
Right. They have an Aussie tax.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Right.
I'm glad we don't live there.
Right.
So, the court was told the girl made $4,500 for having sex with 5 middle-aged men in June last year. Gander and his girlfriend used the money for living expenses and paid the girl nothing except for the occasional box of chicken nuggets.
Of course.
The 99-cent ones.
Because if you don't feed your whores, we've all learned this, if not personally, then from a friend we've known, that if you don't feed your whores, they'll die, and then you'll have to find new whores.
Right.
And, like, once you get your stable strong where you want your stable with all the hoes, you know, properly with bridles on and shit, then you're good. You just gotta keep feeding them, water them, bathe them
Give
every
them
now
sunshine.
And then. Make sure they have their shots.
Right.
Because
Clean
if you them. Don't, they'll get all
they
emaciated,
get
and then you don't get as much money.
You don't.
And then you have to pimp twice as hard.
And you gotta end up having to get more hoes anyway.
I don't know if you know this or not, Matt.
What's that?
Pimping ain't easy.
It ain't.
It ain't.
At least for me, it ain't.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. You know that.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, chat distracted me. Thanks.
That happens.
That does happen.
You do that about once a week.
At least once a week.
At least.
If not, once every episode.
My butt is sweating.
Is it? Mine is fucking awful.
Is this the same chair you masturbate
that
in?
That is, actually. And I try and, like, get it on the keyboard, like, as much as I can.
I kind of saw that. Yeah, smells like your penis over here.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
The court was told Gander's girlfriend, who cannot be named, Rod, because she is too young, threatened the student who had ran away from home with eviction if she didn't continue having sex with clients to earn her keep.
Hey, if you don't get back in there and get fucking, no more chicken nuggets.
You need your food, bitch. Judge Marshall Irwin, Steve Irwin,
nah.
I like to call him, described the prostitution offenses as
it's
sordid.
A little joke between me and you.
Right.
Sordid?
Sordid. I don't get it. I don't even get our joke.
Sordid.
Sordid.
Like, assorted?
Right. That's not funny, though.
Right.
Right.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
All
Why
right.
did you even say that? Woo-woo!
Moving on.
The girl was used as if she was a piece of
wow,
meat.
Wow, Matt. Hey, Matt, and usually it's my fault for derailing the show.
I know,
that's a breath of fresh air that this time it was your fault.
I know.
That's nice. That feels
how
good.
How does that make you feel?
A
little relief on your end?
A little less of a piece of shit than I usually feel like.
Yeah, don't worry. I am just as big of a piece of shit
every
as you.
Night you drop me off at home, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I feel like the biggest piece of shit that you have to leave your house, go all the way to my house, and then all the way back home. And I really, Matt, this has been bugging me, but I really feel bad that I keep you up so late at night, even though I don't have to really work in the morning, but you do.
Right, well, I do.
I should worry about my own rides home. I'm sorry,
Matt.
You
should lay in bed with him so you can hear him bitch about it. So
Matt,
I didn't do anything.
I will start finding my own rides home, Matt.
Will you?
I will, starting tonight.
Well, if you know when
I
fucking
promise I will, starting tonight.
Right.
I will find my own ride home tonight.
Will you?
You won't have to take me home.
Awesome. I don't even know where I am anymore.
Right.
Gander pleaded guilty to one count each of procuring prostitution with a circumstance of aggravation and knowingly participating in the provision of prostitution with a circumstance of aggravation.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Matt, Danny says, no, wait, MDS says that Danny is cheating on you in the chat.
What?
I think you maybe need to take care of this right now.
I think I'm going to be the one talking to you after this one.
Yeah, we need to beat some hoe ass.
I think we're going to have to have a trifecta bro down.
I think we're going to.
I think we're going
to. And that is it for that story.
Hey, Matt, do you have any more pot?
No, probably not.
That sucks.
Wow.
All right, that was a good story, Matt. This one is called Phony. This one was sent to us by MDS, I believe. Email info at thejamhole.com. This one is called Phony Dentist Arrested
is
After
it?
Pay. What?
I don't know. I have no control over my arms, apparently.
I was going to start cutting myself, so that's
right.
Weird.
Pet giant boner, 5 cents.
This one is called Phony Dentist Arrested After Patient Complains.
Right.
Phony dentist.
Phony.
Arrested.
Like, he's not a real dentist. He's
right.
Pretending. Right.
A man who touted himself as a traveling dentist, but who is not licensed to practice in Florida. Oh, this comes from our most fucked up state.
Florida!
So, I'm not very old. I'm only 18. Gonna
right.
be 19.
You got some years.
Do you remember when my birthday is?
No, I don't actually. When is your birthday?
You really don't remember?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I told you before the show started.
What? I do not remember.
When's my birthday, Matt?
I don't
April.
Know. April 10th.
April.
When is it?
19th.
That's mine.
Wow.
So all I'm saying is that I'm only 18, and I know that if a dude rolled through my town, if some Mexican dude named Luis Figueroa Vasquez is like, hey, I'm a mobile dentist. Like, I would
like,
know
I
enough
help you.
Not to trust a dentist that is a traveling dentist.
But what if you're having, like, a lot of money problems? Like, for you, would you take up
still...
a traveling dentist if it was, say...
No, I would go to a normal dentist's office. I wouldn't travel. I'd be like, well, why are you traveling? Why are you always on the road?
Well, because he wants to help as many people as he can.
Or maybe because he's fucked over a lot of people where his base of operations was.
Wow, you don't
and he has to keep on the move
right,
so that all of that bad shit doesn't catch up with him.
That would make sense.
Right. You guys can just drink. I don't know where I'm at. He's a traveling dentist, but is not licensed to practice in Florida. Was arrested Sunday after being accused of inappropriately touching a patient. Are you okay, Matt?
I think I'm good.
Are you good with this
I think
life?
I'm done. Moving on.
Luis Figueroa Vasquez, 46, was arrested by Osceola County deputies on one count of attempted sexual battery. Duracell or Energizer?
Duracell.
I would say Energizer just for the bunny factor.
Right.
He keeps going and going and going, which is why additional charges are pending. On Thursday, a woman told detectives Vasquez came to her home at Cobblestone Apartments to perform dental work. I'm here to perform dental work.
I'm here to work on your teeth.
Knock, knock. Who is it?
I'm the dentist.
Just a minute. I'd expect you to open the door and it's Landshark right there.
Right.
Just. Do you remember Landshark?
No.
I'm only 18, but I remember that.
I'm sure. You remember a lot of things I don't somehow.
Right.
It's all the drugs, right.
Lisa Swine and Vasquez, whose services are inexpensive, was referred to the women through a family member.
Of course.
Probably the dick.
Right.
Right. The woman told detectives she was injected with what she thought was anesthesia, and after several... Nay, it was just water. Oops. And that after several minutes, Vasquez touched her inappropriately, not once.
Not twice.
Not twice.
Not three times?
Not three times, but several times.
Awesome.
Several
so,
times. Again. Detectives brought Vasquez in for questioning, but he did not cooperate.
Of course not.
Really, because he didn't speak English.
No, he's
right.
Mexican.
Vasquez, whose address...
Wait, how the fuck did he knock on the door and even talk to her then?
Well, he knocks in English.
Oh, well, but yeah, when, but when she answered...
Well, he just...
Like, teeth?
She
teeth,
opened the door.
Teeth fix? I fix teeth.
Teeth?
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 Teeth? Bad?
Oh my god.
I know three words. Teeth, yes, and $300. Vasquez, whose address is a post office box in Sarasota. Traveling dentist who has a P.O. box as his address, as his residence.
In Sarasota?
Red flag.
In where was that again?
Sarasota, Florida.
That's kind of close to home.
Keeps all of his equipment in a truck, including a chair and tools.
Really?
Right.
In
a truck. In a little beat-down Mazda truck.
That's his house.
Right. Sheriff detectives could not find any information indicating he is licensed. A Florida Department of Health spokeswoman also confirmed there is no record of him being a dentist or a legal alien of our country,
right,
for that
but
matter.
There is a big record of him raping.
Right.
There's,
and murdering and
yes,
being here illegally.
In,
right.
Right.
Liz Swain and detectives said they think there may be more local victims. Anyone with information is asked to call 1-800-JUST-THE-TIP. It's their crime line in
really?
Florida.
Just
wish,
the tip?
Right.
I wish we had a crime line
wow,
that awesome.
And that is it for that story.
Awesome.
So,
are you good? Are you good?
I'm always good.
Are you?
I'm
always.
You didn't
sound too good earlier.
Well... It's because I don't like listening to you guys argue. It makes me think back to when my parents argued before they both died almost.
Right.
Well, my mom's dead inside, and my dad's dead
all the way
through. Right. Always. He's like, well done.
He's for sure dead.
Right, for sure.
The other one's almost there.
Getting there.
Awesome.
Lost her will to live, for sure.
For sure.
Working at Walmart will do that.
That will.
Yeah.
It's
well,
what my
drove
mom
my
does.
My mom nuts, so.
And your mom does that too, huh?
Yeah, how's she doing?
She's still insane.
Still wanting to kill herself? Because I read somewhere that all women that have abortions want to kill themselves.
You know, I heard that too.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird.
I think somebody told me that, but I know it's totally wrong.
I think they were crazy.
Yeah, I think so too. Sure.
All right, well, let's play one voicemail, the one we got, and get the fuck out of here.
All right.
So I just spent 15 minutes of my life watching a guy that can't stand still in a laundromat and him and his three goofball friends standing out in the cold carrying signs around like a bunch of knuckleheads. I want my money back.
Wait.
Ouch.
Was he talking about you? Were you in a laundromat?
Yeah.
We were.
And there was three.
That kind of sounded like MDS.
It kind of did. He also said he paid money.
I don't remember that.
We didn't get any money.
I'm pretty sure we took all that time to do all that stuff.
I have his phone number in my contacts list. Read me the phone number that's on the Skype thing. We'll see if that's the real, if that's him or not.
Oh my God.
April Fool's. See, I did make an April Fool's joke today.
Yeah, there it is.
Yay.
We are awesome.
Not.
Well, and that pretty much concludes episode 174.
Okay.
I did that on purpose, don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know what to say here. So, everyone, go fuck yourself. Have an awesome, awesome April 1st.
When will we be back, Matt?
We'll be back Friday. Probably
for what episode, Matt?
175.
Cat's taking a dump, Matt.
Awesome.
So cool. where can people find all of our information if they wanted to, per se?
TheJamHole.com.
The what?
Per se.
The what?
TheJamHole.com.
Right.
Right.
Awesome.
Okay.
And that has everything that you need.
That's cool.
It does. I don't know.
You're the best host ever, Matt.
I am. This is my, actually, you know, 174 episodes. You think I'd be pretty good at it?
MDS says thejampole.com.
Yeah, the jam pole.
No, it's thetadpole.com.
Right.
Right.
Tadpole, jam pole, jam hole. Same difference.
It almost feels weird closing out and not, like, I feel like our listeners wanted,
like
an April Fool's prank or something. All we did is just a regular show.
I feel like we kind of maybe let them down.
Well, I feel like I'm kind of over it.
Yeah?
I'm done with it, too.
Just don't even care?
Well, no, it's another dumb holiday, you know?
I agree. It is.
It's not even a holiday.
No, it's actually
when people say happy April Fools, it's a holiday.
It's not cool.
So what? We need someone to crash planes into more buildings and then you'll make it a holiday? Is that what you want?
Maybe.
Is that what it takes?
To get killed. Hi,
we could crash planes and be like, oh no, April Fools, guys.
Right.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, totally just kidding.
Yeah.
Right.
It's cool.
Do you want to tell people that it's a new month and maybe they should go to thejamhole.com/vote and vote for us on Podcast Alley?
Yeah, they should. Pod
Crap Alley, even though it's a cunt bitch site.
But you still need to
run
vote for us anyway.
Cunt bitch people.
I don't even care.
Do you want to tell them to maybe write us reviews and ratings and iTunes and
No, not really, because they're not going to.
Okay.
They're really not. So they're not going to vote either.
Do you want to ask them to maybe do anything else?
No.
While you have their attention?
Well, I ask so much of them, and they do so little.
They're kind of the letdown.
They are kind of. All I ask is that you vote and, you know,
donate some cash for this trip?
No, done asking that, too.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
Well, that sucks.
Maybe if I don't tell them to donate, they just will, because
we're not shoving
it down their throat
anymore. Didn't
we
try that?
No,
we
try
could,
that with
you
voting.
Know, I've been. We could do what other podcasts are doing and just put commercials all through the middle of our
right,
fucking
and just
show.
Because
that's getting a little old.
I love
maybe
hearing
some.
That.
Hey, do you have credit card debt? Because we can help you. No, we can't fucking help you. Oh, hey, do you guys have Netflix yet?
No,
we can,
I don't. Because I don't need fucking money from the credit card debt. I'm
right.
Cool.
So go fuck yourself.
Thanks.
God, hate when podcasts do that.
Fuck it.
Can we?
Especially one. Yeah, you know.
The one you got tattooed on your wrist.
Yeah,
oh, sucker.
Oh.
Gotcha, bitch.
Wait, what's that on your fingers?
What?
Huh?
I drew marker on my...
Oh, right.
Right.
That's good. You
this is Humans
off.
United Against Robots.
Right. not
for when robots come.
Take over.
Right. It has nothing to do with a podcast that puts ads in their show all the time that bug the shit out of me.
It wasn't their idea.
Right.
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 So we'll see you guys in New York, huh?
We will. We'll see y'all Friday, actually.
What time?
Probably around 11 p.m.
Because I work late.
Right, you do.
Right.
Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You can press stop now, Brayden.
Oh, right. I have to actually press stop.
Right, that's you.
April Fools! Ah, not really, Brayden.
Really?
I fooled you.
They fell for it.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.